Blog Talk Radio.
Wow.
Hello, welcome to our show. I'm Lady Carolyn.
I'm Elder Clayton Evans.
And tonight our topic is learning to operate in love through acknowledging and using wisdom. But before we get started, we would like to have some prayer so that we can decrease and God can increase in us. Amen.
Our Father, our God, and our Creator, we come before your throne, giving thanks and praise for this another day, Father God. We ask that you use us now, Father God, for your service, dear Heavenly Father. Now give us that anointing, dear Heavenly Father, that makes hearing from you easy now. We ask these things in Jesus' name, for it that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. And again, the topic tonight is learning to operate in love through acknowledging wisdom. We will be discussing how to learn to understand the importance of having wisdom to help us to effectively operate in love. Wisdom comes from God and not from our own way of thinking. Without God, we cannot extract wisdom to help us in those situations and circumstances where wisdom is needed to keep us from acting like, becoming, and ultimately being fools. In order to understand how to operate in love effectively and consistently, we must understand that without God, we have no clue in how to be wiser in our dealings with each other. Therefore, we cannot operate in love without the wisdom of God to help us. Amen?
Amen.
And the scripture is coming out of the book of Job, chapter 28. Verse 23 through 28, we're coming out of the Message Bible. And the word is, God alone knows the way to wisdom. He knows the exact place to find it. He knows where everything is on earth. He sees everything under heaven. After he commanded the winds to blow and measured out the waters, arranged for the rain, and set off explosions of thunder and lightning, he focused on wisdom, made sure it was all set and tested and ready. Then he addressed the human race. Here it is, fear of the Lord. That's wisdom. And insight means shunning evil. Amen. That's the word of God.
People of God, thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
And when we talk about wisdom, thinking about just how foolish we can be without it, and, you know, trying to just go about our way, you know, thinking that we know something. And without wisdom, life can be really hard. Our human wisdom can lead us into more trouble. Life can seem unfair. If life contained perfect justice, every one of us would suffer eternally for every shortcoming in our imperfect lives. It's better than fair that a righteous Savior bridges the gap between imperfect man and woman and a perfect God with infinite wisdom. We need that bridge. We need him to bridge that gap. Seeking the wisdom of God is the answer to each and every individual. If we turn our heart to him and allow his word to guide us, we will live a life totally embraced with God's love and wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
And, you know, my husband had mentioned this topic, about 2 or 3 days ago? And I thought it was a real good topic for us to think, you know, to think about and to share some of our experiences with others, because learning how to operate in wisdom without knowledge of the word is impossible.
Right.
It is totally impossible.
And vice versa, to try to operate with knowledge and not wisdom is impossible.
Amen, amen. And I'm just grateful, you know, that over the years, developing my relationship with God, you know, and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide me, you know, I made some better decisions. God has helped me not to make such a fool of myself that that used to come so easily for me. And I was thinking about the scripture that talks about it's a foolish woman that tears up her own house, you know, and I can remember Proverbs. I can remember thinking about that, you know, just you know, when I just think about tearing up my own house,
right,
where I got to live at, you know, being so disrespectful and rude and not having the sense, not even having the sense I was born with, like the old people used to say, you don't even have walking around sense to know better than to tear up your own house. You know, I could remember throwing stuff, you know, breaking stuff, and just disruptive and violent, you know, and just destructive. And that's because I didn't have God in my life to guide me, to help me, you know, God to close my mouth, you know, God to bridle my tongue. You know, I didn't have that. And it is so much peace, so much more peaceful being able to know that I don't have to lean to my own understanding anymore. I don't have to try to make my own decisions. I don't have to try to find my own way anymore. You know, there's one inside of me that can guide me and help me not to be that destructive force in my own life.
And also in Proverbs it says that wisdom is the principal thing.
Amen.
So it's something that we need for just to have a practical life, you know. Like you said, not leaning on our own understanding, but seeking wise counsel in God's word, you know, to help us to make decisions and looking to Him for the answers that we need and even with the issues of our own heart, you know. And a lot of times we make decisions and it's based on the circumstances and situations in our lives, but we don't seek that wise counsel to find the answer, you know. We'll go to friends or to our own understanding of how to resolve those issues and then wonder why the outcome is not really what we wanted, you know. So it's always incumbent upon us to speak first that wisdom from the Creator, you know, because He said He'll give it to us freely if we ask for it, you know. When Solomon, you know, God had told him, you know, that because of, you know, the sacrifices that he had made to God and all that he had done, you know, he told him he would give him anything he wanted, you know. And Solomon asked for wisdom, you know. And I think that is so awesome because he could have asked for anything, you know. But he wanted to be able to be a ruler with that understanding of how to make wise decisions, you know, over the people. And I think that, you know, even as a father and a husband, you know, that's something that men should seek for, you know, being the prophet and the priest of the house, is that wisdom and how to govern, that wisdom and how to lead and guide the family, that wisdom and making the right decisions for the home, you know. And that's something that's so very, very, very important for us to do because, you know, being the leader, you know, of the household and the family, you know, you want to try to make those right choices. And it's hard to do that without, I mean, like I said, knowledge, you know, wisdom, equals nothing, really. So, wisdom is just so important because it helps us discern right from the wrong.
Amen. And that is true, and you made a very valid point because without the man seeking wisdom and we submitting to you, that kind of leads us at a loss, too. You know, it is good that you brought that up because as a leader, a prophet, a priest, a provider in your home and the head over this family, you know, we're looking for you to make those decisions. And I think that a lot of women have so much fear in their relationships about men's decisions because he's not seeking God. Now, I like to talk to people and that you go to and you're asking them for some advice or something, and they say, well, let's pray first. That's seeking God's wisdom first before we even open up our mouth and give anybody else any information that didn't come from God. And that can help out a lot because if I'm asking you something and you telling me about your opinion or what you think, you know, you still leading me down the wrong path perhaps, you know. And I think that one of the things that has really helped us a lot is that you are a praying man and you do seek God's counsel. You know, and I can trust you with the decision that you make, you know, and we can talk about it. And even having that wisdom, you know, even being able to say, well, when I heard from God, God told me, you know, that makes me more comfortable. That makes me more secure. You know, women need security, you know, and we need to be able to trust that you know exactly what it is that you're talking about and what you're going to do or the decisions you're going to make, that you already understand how it's going to affect the family. You know, is this a good move? Is this maybe not a good move? You know, but once you seek that counsel with God, he'll let you know whether or not you need to do whatever it is that you're thinking about. And I'm grateful for that. In the Proverbs 1:7, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And some of the translations say the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And it says that when we begin to recognize that our life is about God and not about us, that's the beginning of wisdom. Because we need to know that it's not by us. It says through Christ all things are possible, not through us. And whenever we start going off on what it is that we want to do and how we want to do it and we done left God out, you know, it's always some chaos, it's always some commotion, it's always some drama, some trauma. Something's going to happen to let us know that we're on our own. And then, you know, being able to submit back to God. Oh, that's a gift. That is such a gift. Being able to recognize that you're trying to do this by yourself and that's why it's not working. I was talking to a female a few days ago. You know, we were talking about how we come up with these bright ideas. And I was telling her that when you have an idea and it's a good idea and it's so good that it almost scares you, you know, because you can almost see it, but it's just so big. That didn't come from you. That did not come from you. That's a God idea. Amen. And we need to take heed to that because when God give us that, you know, those little wisdom nuggets, you know, that he give us. Amen. We need to take heed to that. Do you know how many opportunities are lost because we don't heed the word? When he give it to us, you know, when he give us that wise counsel and we sit back on it and procrastinate or either we think that it ain't for us.
Or ignore
it altogether. Yeah, or just ignore it, you know. And we really need to pay attention to not believing that this is me. This is not me.
Right.
It's not me.
Right.
I don't have that much sense, and I need to know that. It said, how do we get more wisdom? And one way is to read God's word and to learn from him. In Psalms 119:96-100 in the Message Bible, it says, nothing is perfect except your word. Oh, how I think about them all day long. They make me wiser than my enemies because they are my constant guide. They make me even wiser than the age.
Amen.
And that just let me know that the only way that I'm going to have any good sense is to be able to read the word of God, find out what it is that he needs for me to know in order for me to live a life that's not foolish. Because without wisdom, that's what we are, foolish.
You know, his thoughts is not our thoughts and his ways are not our ways. So, I mean, I mean, we can just look around and see the wisdom of God.
Amen.
In creation and in us, you know.
Amen.
We can look to the heavens and see his wisdom, you know. So it will be incumbent upon us to seek ye first the kingdom, you know. Seek God before we make those decisions. See God, you know, in everything. I know some people, and some people think it's foolish because even the most minute detail of your life, you know, was created by God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so some people even go as far as to ask, what the where?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's that significant and important to them.
Right.
You know, even, you know, start their day, you know, they seek God's wisdom as to how to even go about their day, you know, how. Because I had this thing while we were sleeping, you know, God prepared a day for us,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there's things throughout your day that God has for you, you know, to bless you and to bless others, you know. And seeking him for that wisdom and discernment to know those things when you see them or when you come in contact with them. And I think that's using wisdom,
mm-hmm.
you know, to live your everyday life, you know. We got to seek him, and the scriptures tell us to seek him early in the morning.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
Before you even get your day started, you know it. And I have to repent a lot of times because I'll get up and get to going, hustle and bustle, trying to get my day started. And I've already got in the car and I have to stop, you know, and say, Lord, forgive me. You know, thank you,
mm-hmm.
you know, for giving me this brand new beautiful day. I don't care if it's raining, the sunshine, and the what. It's still a beautiful day.
That's right.
Because it's another day of life, you know. So seeking wisdom is so important because, I mean, you have to make it a practice to seek God for that wisdom because we're making decisions all the time,
mm-hmm.
all the time. I don't care if they're big decisions, little decisions, you know, whatever the case may be, we always have to, you know, we're using our mind to navigate through life, you know,
right.
And we need God and the Holy Spirit to help us.
Amen. It's true. And I like what you said about somebody was saying, God, help me with what I'm going to wear today.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people need to hear that.
Amen.
Because just like Bishop said, just because they make it in your side, don't mean it's for you.
Amen.
Yeah, I like that. I really do. And it, you know, it gives me more conscientious about, you know, being able to make sure that I'm asking God, you know. And I try to do that on the regular because I really have gotten to the point now, I just love talking to God. I just love hearing him talk to me.
Amen.
I love those Amen. Good orderly directions. It just makes me feel like, you know,
blessed.
Nothing's wrong. I'm blessed. Yes. And it just, it's so peaceful to know that there's nothing really I need to be doing except what it is that he wants me to do. As long as I'm doing what he wants me to do, I know I'm doing right.
That divine connection with your spirit to his, and it gives you a peace. It settles things,
mm-hmm.
you know, as far as giving you that guidance and that direction that you need in life, you know. And as a woman, you know, you have a big responsibility too, you know. And because you're my helpmeet,
amen.
You know what I'm saying? So to have that connection, you know, like I say, you're my radar, things that I can't see, you know, you help me to navigate through life too, you
amen.
Know. And because even though final decision lies on my shoulders, you know, I still need you to help me to make those decisions sometimes,
amen.
You know, because I have to submit myself first to God, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then I still have to communicate to you, you know, before that final decision is made, you know. Mm-hmm. And we want to make those decisions with wisdom.
Amen.
You know, we want to make sure that we're in His divine will, mm-hmm. you know. Say that we always are in hope. But that's what we want to strive for
right.
because, you know, but Jesus always say He does nothing unless the Father tells Him,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Amen.
So, being made in His image and likeness, you know, and wanting to be Christ-like, we should do the same thing. You know, always seeking God first
mm-hmm.
in everything. And I think that that's when we begin to enjoy life more,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we'll have that more abundant life that the Bible speaks of
mm-hmm.
because we don't fall into the pitfalls, you know what I'm saying? It's not saying that things are not going to come
mm-hmm.
because, you know, the Bible tells us that in this life there will be trouble.
That's right. And also say every day is against us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to seek the wisdom of God. Excuse me, the wisdom of God to be able to deal with life on life's terms,
mm-hmm.
you know. And there's always going to be that wind that come in and blows out of nowhere and try to tear everything up,
mm-hmm.
you know. And faith is this, you know, believing in God, you know, in the midst of that storm, you know. It's not that we're not scared, you know what I'm saying, but we have confidence in knowing that, you know, He's going to take care of us. He's going to see us through. You know, if we look at Paul's life and all the things that he went through, all the persecution, and but he just had so much faith in God that, you know, he did everything that God asked him to do because he had that wisdom to go to Him and seek that wise counsel. And he had that fervor. You know, once he became Paul to go, because they were scared of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they knew him to be a persecutor of Christians, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? But when he had that conversion experience, he had that zeal, you know, that you know, I live and die for this word, you know,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that it gets out, you know, and no matter what happened, you know, he kept the faith, you know. And it takes wisdom to be able to stay steadfast and unmovable, you know, because we can let our fears and things overcome us
mm-hmm.
and make us want to give up.
Right.
You know, especially when it's almost to death,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Jesus, you know, He died for us.
Yes, He did.
You know, He died for us, and to it's gonna be a time soon when that opportunity, but that same challenge is gonna come against us. You know, because we are living in the last days, and we're gonna have to make a choice. You know, we're going to choose the Babylonian way of life in which we're in now, or we're going to choose the kingdom of God.
Amen.
You know, the scriptures say, this day who will you serve?
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to be the choice
mm-hmm.
of everybody on this planet. Who are you going to serve? You know, so we're living in the book of Revelation now.
And you know, for me and my house,
we will serve the Lord.
Serve the Lord.
And that is a wise decision.
Amen.
You know.
And we are definitely touching and agreeing.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus'
and
name.
It is so.
And it is so.
Amen.
And that's some good words. Well, thank you for that, man of God. Very good words. I'm just really grateful today that, you know, we are developing the kind of love walk that is giving us that opportunity that you was talking about, giving us the opportunity to be wiser, you know, to seek God first and to ask Him what it is that He wants us to do for each other, with each other, to each other.
Amen.
You know, because there was a time when we didn't have that. We did not have that. This is not an overnight love. This is an overtime love. This is a love walk. Where we both have done some foolish things and made some very, very, very unwise decisions that could have easily destroyed our marriage.
And our lives.
And our lives also. Mm-hmm. And our lives also. And I'm just grateful today that we're not living that way, and we're steadily striving to continue to learn more and to be able to operate in love. And I just want to encourage anybody and everybody, especially people that are married, you know, seek God. Find out what love is all about, because God is love, and he definitely wants us to be able to love one another like he loves us. He wants us to be able to get through those hard times, you know. He wants to impart that wisdom in us so that we don't have to be that foolish woman that's tearing up the house, or that foolish man that's tearing up the house, or that foolish person that's destroying other people's houses, you know, because you can have that coming in too, you know, and being able to have that wise counsel, you know, like we say in the Serenity Prayer, the wisdom to know the difference. You know who these people are that you're entertaining, because assimilation does come from association. You know, we can become just as unwise as the people that we seek in unwise counsel from. You got to be careful who you're talking to. You got to be careful what you're talking about to certain people. You know, one of the things that mother imparts in me is don't let everybody know what it is that you're doing. Don't tell everybody your plans, because everybody cannot help you. Everybody's not for you. You know, you have to be careful, because there's still thieves out there. You know, there's still people that working for the enemy, you know, and being able to discern, you know, having that wisdom, know the difference before we can even understand exactly what they ask God, because God said the spirits don't agree, we can't walk together.
That's right.
We can't walk together unless our spirits agree. So, you know, when you get that little feeling that something is wrong, that little feeling that God, with that unction, trying to let you know this is not what you should be doing right then. Pay attention to it, take heed to it, you know, and try to go and ask him. Ask him. If you have to ask him out loud right then and there, well, God, what should I be doing? What's going on, Lord? Help me, you know. Y'all thought you wanted to say something?
I was just thinking about scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Amen.
You know, and that ungodly counsel, you know, really gives us, you know, some kind of messed up situation, you
mm-hmm.
know, because we're not seeking God first, and we go on to friends and things of that nature to really try to find answers to things that might be something that we need to be, and we know things we need to seek God for.
Seek God first.
You know, but we want to go to a friend or something like that, you know. And human counsel is not really the answer
right.
to life's problems. So we just want to, you know, to advocate that we seek you first in the kingdom of God.
Amen, amen. And again, I'd like to thank you. Again, it's been a good message, and
amen.
I really recommend it with you today. If you'll pray us out.
Thank you, Lord. Father God, we come again before your throne. Thank you, Father God, that you are wisdom. And that if we seek you first, the kingdom of God, you said all these things shall be added unto us, the Heavenly Father. So we will continue to seek your face, Father God, and not your hand. For we know when we seek your face, the Heavenly Father, everything that you have for us, the Heavenly Father, is at our disposal, Father God. But we just ask now, the Heavenly Father, that this word will touch someone, Father God, and help them, dear Heavenly Father, to have a closer relationship with you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. For us, say we pray for your longest word. Amen.
Amen. And thank you so much. And again, we'd like to thank you for joining us, and we hope you'll join us again. Just remember that no matter what the situation is, no matter what the problem is, no matter what the circumstance, the lesson is always love. Amen.
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 Wow.
gospel.
Situations get too much for you today.